Chapter 19. Into his right vest pocket. That movement being without result, with a shade of disappointment on his face, he felt in his left vest pocket. Not finding anything there, he looked up with a serious and annoyed air, anxiously slapped his right pantaloon's pocket, and then his left, and exclaimed, "By George, that's annoying. By George, that's mortifying. Never had anything of that kind happen to me before. I've left my pocketbook. Hold. Here's a bill, after all. No, thunder, it's a receipt." "Allow me," said Philip, seeing how seriously the colonel was annoyed, and taking out his purse. The colonel protested he couldn't think of it, and muttered something to the barkeeper about hanging it up, but the vendor of exhilaration made no sign, and Philip had the privilege of paying the costly shot, Colonel Sellers profusely apologizing, and claiming the right next time. As soon as Beriah Sellers had bade his friends good night and seen them depart, he did not retire apartments in the Planters, but took his way to his lodgings with a friend in a distant part of the city. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.